proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
All right, everybody, welcome to Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. Tyler, what's up, big boy?
Not much, man. Just, enjoying the Independence Day weekend. You know, the 4th of July, one of my favorite days of the, of the year. So.
Yeah, man. I be honest with you, man. I almost forgot about the show, as you already know that, Tyler, because you were the guy that had to remind me. So, yeah,
hey,
4th
man.
Of July, man. What a time to be alive, man, celebrating Independence Day. Tyler, you're in the Air Force. What does Independence Day mean to you, buddy?
You know, it's kind of funny because, I was talking to my, my brother, he's military as well. And kind of talking to him about that and talking about, you know, heritage and everything else. And, man, Independence Day to me is just such a – It's a really important day to me in the aspect of where we are as a nation currently. To me, it's the beginning, you know, and it's also scary because, you know, we just had ISIS just attacked again, you know, and with all everything that's going on in the world right now, it's supposed to be a day in America that we celebrate, you know, our beginning, you know, and Canada's day was yesterday. And, it's just, it's at the same time, what I hate about it right now, as much as I love the 4th of July, is it's also a day of fear for me because it's a day that can be taken advantage of and it can, you know, so it's scary. So, but it's definitely a day that, everyone needs to, at this time in our nation, needs to definitely dig down and look at our heritage and look at all the people that have died and fought and everything else to make this country what it is, including the man who we're going to be talking about today that was killed in a Tesla. He was a Navy SEAL. So it's a really important day, but also I think it's important, you know, for anyone listening live to be vigilant, you know, because I hate to say it, but you know, when you're in large crowds on the 4th of July, when you're on, you know, if you're in the middle of a backup, you know, if you're in the airport, just things like that, man, it's one of those days that's a day that a lot of Americans love. So because we love it, it can also be a target to our hearts and to our country. So be vigilant, have fun, but be vigilant. So that's kind of where I'm at right now with the 4th of July. So, yeah.
Tyler, is the trucking industry a possible target of ISIS or terrorism? Do you see where that actually could play a big role in terrorism?
I would say as far as the trucking industry, and I think that's where our borders come into play really well. I think our border patrol is really important when it comes to the trucking and the industry. You know, we've been battling between trucking and trafficking. You know, we've talked about this in the past with Truckers Against Trafficking and everything. And I think that's probably our biggest threat right there is just the fact of our borders. You know, there's many ways to get into America. And one of the biggest ways is our roadways and our borders. And the easiest way to do that is in the back of a semi. So that's probably our biggest threat I would see. And as far as the trucking industry is concerned is the wrong people getting in contact with the right people and getting through our borders that way. So that's why our border patrol is so important. And, as far as the 4th of July is concerned with trucking and everything else, you know, it's a huge semis being inside of a random location, you know, with lots of people can be something that's kind of scary. I don't know, man, it's a totally different world than right now. And it's something you always got to be on your toes no matter where you're at, little locations in the middle of nowhere, you know, become targets for some whatever apparent reason. So it is, it's scary. So, yeah.
Here's what I would say. I would tell everybody out there listening, if you are a terrorist sympathizer, if you pledge your allegiance to a cause that kills humanity, just kills people to begin with. First off, you know, you hate other people because they don't think like you. And you say that your God says you must die killing your enemies. It's ridiculous. What about right prior before you joining them? You were the enemy. Should you have died? You know, that's where you're not understanding. And then second off, what I would tell you is, you know, whether you're in the trucking industry or you're, you know, getting into the Twin Towers and doing something stupid or hijacking a plane or whatever the case is, I would tell every one of you, think about this. And look, the guy that just killed all the people in Orlando, he killed like 49 or 50 people. He said, he called up on the phone and he said, I pledge allegiance to ISIS. Oh, okay. Let me tell you something. You died. He's dead. Okay. For all you other people that are thinking about doing this, he died. And then he immediately went to be judged. Now, I'm telling you, God is not standing there going, good job, you get 72 virgins. It doesn't work that way. That's a myth. And look, I'm not going to go into religion too bad here, but here's what I would tell you. And I'm talking to the truckers. If you're a trucker thinking about doing something stupid, think about this. Okay, if you want history on Bibles and ISIS and all that stuff, ISIS comes from Osama bin Laden, who comes from the Muslim thing, who comes from Muhammad, who comes from a guy named Ishmael. Ishmael was, okay, Abraham's firstborn son, born of the bondwoman or the slave woman or the concubine. He was mean. So was she. Abraham had to send them away because they were not right. They were given a blessing, and the blessing was his hand would be against every man and every man against him. That prophecy is still going on. That group hates. When you join that group, it's hate, okay? It's all it is. The prophecy and the ending thereof is no good, okay? So we're going to move on. We're going to get back to trucking here. But the bottom line with it is, okay, no religion is worth going and killing an innocent person over just because they disagree with you. Now, I'm not an advocate for the groups that were killed and all those other people. We're not advocates on the show. All we're saying is it's Independence Day. This is the United States of America. We got our independence. When did we get our independence, Tyler? What is that anyways? Independence Day. Isn't it 1776 or whatever the heck it is?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we got our independence here in the United States. And I'm watch, I'll be wrong about the date or something.
No, it's July 4th, 1776 when the second Constitution of Congress met in Philadelphia, signed the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. So, hey, Tyler, this is a trucking show. Let's get off ISIS. I be honest with you, get disgusted with the things that are going on in the world.
Yeah, it's not so much ISIS. They're a huge part of it. It's everything, though. You know, anything, anybody and any cause that's out against humanity as a whole, if you're not trying to better humanity and you're not trying to help this earth and us as a mankind advance and sustain ourselves, okay, then why are you even here? Why are you enjoying this great earth if you don't believe in trying to sustain it? Like, I don't ever get that. But, you know, as far as trucking is concerned, you know, as far as independence and everything else, you know, speaking of the men who died and everything, you know, this Navy SEAL with this Tesla, man, you know, that's a real good article. Yeah.
So did you read it? Did you actually read the article?
Yeah, I did. You want to real quick do commercials real quick, and then we'll kind of discuss our thoughts on it?
I do. Let's get some commercials, because folks out there, listen up. You know, Richie Rich, which he's not on the show right now, predicted that you're going to start seeing people killed by autonomous vehicles. And you know what's funny, Teller? I love how the media sucks. The media sucks. They really do, because you know why? Because they're afraid to use terms. Okay, now this particular time is, see, autonomous vehicles are on the rise, right? And you know how they didn't use the word, I don't think the word autonomous was mentioned one time in that article, was it? Did you read it?
Well, I think it's because Tesla doesn't call it autonomous. They call it autopilot.
Doesn't matter. Autonomous.
But yeah, autonomous.
Is really what everybody's looking at. And, you know, whether it's Tesla or Freightliner or whoever. You know, ironically, the autonomous vehicle was the actual car, but he ironically died at the hands of a tractor trailer. So we'll get into talking about, and you said you did read it, so then you know exactly what's going on. So, Tyler, do you have a commercial? You want to go ahead and take care of that? And I've got to run, and I've got to get something real quick. So if you want to just play a bunch, all right?
Yep.
Hey, drivers. Are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small, family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey, drivers. How does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 Aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's Rider and Pet Policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey, drivers, Troy here with TalksEDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right. Just click on one app called Driver Pulse, and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to 10thstreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today.
All right.
Hey, Tyler, what'd you think of that?
What was that? It sounded like the beginning of that one Alien show where it's like I don't even know. What was that?
I tried to click on the Tesla
Air Horn
article and it just all broke loose, man. It was like crazy.
All those ads on that pop up for you. As far as this Tesla guy, you know, I think we all agreed when we talked about autonomous vehicles before, we pretty much all were on the same page agreeing, obviously we're going to have death with it. You know, it's one of those things in programming and in something like this, just like when we first created planes, you know, we had deaths. You know, when we're advancing in something, there's always going to be variables that can't be planned for, right? In this case, you know, we have a truck turning and the cameras on this Tesla can't tell that the side of this truck is not there. Like it thinks it's the sky, right? So it just continues driving. It doesn't realize that there's a semi truck there. So it hits it. You know, how the programmers of this are going to be able to, and this is my biggest fear when it comes to the autonomous vehicles in general, is being able to plan for every single variable out there is impossible. The only way to plan and add new variables is by them happening so that you can then fix the issue. It's just like recalls on a regular vehicle, right? You know, if brakes go out or there's something that's wrong with the engine, you get a big recall. That's any merchandise across America. You know, you get recalls, and this is going to be the same exact situation. The problem with it is, when we're getting into this big thing with, you know, 70,000 pound trucks, the circumstances and the issues that you can have and the fatality level, the scare, just everything in general is so much larger because you're dealing with a larger scale vehicle, right? So, so the recall could be a lot more, the reason of a recall could be a lot more tremendous. You know, you could lose, you could have a huge pile up and then be like, oh, wow, we need to recall that and fix that programming issue. The good part about it is the looking on the bright side is because they are autonomous and everything else, and because they are accessible and linked to the internet, fixing these recalls for things like, noticing that camera feed and everything else is just a matter of programming and doing the update and then pushing it out across the board. So I don't foresee there being anything where you're going to have to bring in your trucks and bring in your Teslas and everything else in order to physically change something. Unless it's a hardware component, everything else will be able to be pushed out to these devices and updated as they go. But man, this Navy SEAL that we lost from this is truly a tragedy. 11 years as a Navy SEAL, and you know, his company's doing great things too. He was a founder of a company in telecommunications and you know, security.
Yeah, but you know
cameras
what?
Let's
skip the bull crap, all right, for a second. Yeah. All right. He was a Navy SEAL. Then he should have been, let's be honest. Did you read the whole article? Okay, here's
the
guy.
He was watching a movie.
He was
playing something
on
his game.
Yeah, what was the game he was playing? Did you? I forget the game. What was it called?
I don't know.
All right, so here's a guy. Now, Tyler, I'm going to just tell you me, and I would almost guarantee you most people, if you're one of the first people ever to have autopilot or autonomous, full autonomous, right? Full autonomous. There you are. you're going down the road. Are you really going to get that comfortable that all of a sudden you could – so because they said – I was reading an article where this guy last year, he nicknamed his car – I forget what he calls it. He has a name for it. What was it called?
It's Tessie.
Tessie.
Yeah.
All right. So him and Tessie – Tessie supposedly he wrote an article how – Tessie saved his life. You've seen that, right? On the interstate somewhere.
Right.
This guy was from Florida, right? This was Florida, right?
Yeah, it happened
in Willis. Yeah, he was like from South Florida or something like that. And so so here's a guy. I guess a vehicle had cut him off and Tessie braked and saved his life. This was last year. Now, here you are, not even a year later. And you're going down the road. You're so confident in your car that you are 100% locked in a video game. All right? You're not even looking. Did you see the article? It said he was going so fast when he hit that vehicle, he went through it.
Yeah.
And,
but those cars are pretty low, those Teslas. And I don't think it was like driving through a brick wall. I feel like he like kind of drove under kind of the tandem or something.
He went through. I mean, obviously he was killed.
Yeah, from hitting a telephone pole, though. That's what I thought.
I don't know. It sounds like
that's how I read it. He hit a telephone pole and died. Unless he got decapitated. I'm not really sure because it doesn't show images of the accident.
Much cut up going through. But no matter, it's not here nor there. The bottom line is, here's a guy that just his faith and his confidence was so in Tesla that he was able to just concentrate on a game and be totally not even concentrate. I mean, and you read it. You already told them what happened. As the white tractor trailer is turning, this guy, and you know, I don't know. Here's what I'm not sure of what happened. It almost sounds now. Did the trucker turn in front of this guy to where the trucker should have, you know, not have gone out there because they said this guy, because they said at the speed he was going. So, but that's here and there too, because the Tesla's designed to avoid that, right?
Right. Either way, I don't know. I don't know if this trucker cut off the Tesla or not, I think is what you're getting at. I don't know if that happened and if the Tesla just couldn't react quick enough to tell and respond to that. Maybe if it was a little farther off or if the Tesla wasn't going as fast, I would assume that these Teslas, which is weird, I would think that these Teslas would have it so that when you're on autopilot, it doesn't allow it to break the speed limit, you know, just like a GPS. It would just be basing it off a GPS anyway. So that's kind of where I'm kind of like, okay, he says he was going really fast, but I mean, is the speed limit of the road he was on 70 miles an hour? I mean, if you're going 70 and you hit you hit underneath of underneath the tandems and decapitate the car. I mean, 70 miles per hour hitting through that, it's going to bolt through it like nothing. No, your eyes aren't going to be able to keep up that either way. So I don't know. I don't honestly, me though, I don't fault this Navy SEAL because, you know, Tesla themselves are putting the confidence in that. I mean, it's just like cruise control on your vehicle. You put cruise control on your vehicle like it's nothing. You don't even think about it no more. You know, but I've had it where my cruise control glitched and like I just started accelerating like crazy and I ended up having to take my vehicle and get it looked at for the cruise control because, I mean, that's something natural that we do. I mean, it's not quite the same. It's not autopilot, but it's something that we're so in tuned about now because we feel so safe because that's what the company wants us to feel, that it's just normal to us. So I really don't fault the Navy SEAL. I would say that.
I do.
I would say that
all three. I say the trucker, because like you bring up a good point. Where that trucker, if a trucker is able to make a turn to go across the highway, it definitely wasn't 70 miles an hour. Okay, so if he was doing 70, is that what it said he was doing 70?
I don't know. I'm just saying the trucker said the driver was going so fast that he couldn't see him at all. Well, that's not saying much because I mean you. If you know, he didn't see him go under his tandems. I mean, that's not saying much. That's not a very good thing. I mean, that doesn't tell me.
Here's the other thing, Tyler. If you're the driver of the vehicle, and look, I know we all know you're pro military, but that's, you know, that doesn't, I'm not talking, who cares what the guy's title was. Forget
yeah,
title
I don't care about that. I'm just calling. I'm just using Navy SEAL just
because. You bring up a valid point. Number one, if he was going above the speed limit, first off, that was already the first mistake the damn Tesla made. But I'm going to tell you the mistake he made.
Agreed.
Look, and Tyler, if you're a driver and you're an autopilot, are you not the guy supposed to be monitoring your vehicle to make sure it isn't defaulting, it isn't going to make a mistake? You're the guy supposed to be monitoring it and saying, okay, yep, you know, it's steady on the road, it's running according to road conditions, and it's also okay not going over the speed limit. So somewhere along the line, I agree. I think it sounds like he was going over the speed limit. Therefore, the driver should have already known that because he should be monitoring the car.
Yeah, well, nothing says he was going over the speed limit, though. That we're basing that off the fact that the driver said he was going fast, but we don't know. The driver could have been going 45 miles an hour, and the driver just didn't see him go under his tandems. We don't know how fast he was going if he was breaking the speed limit, because the article doesn't say that. But
you
got to
go on what was said. You got to at least go. Yeah. You got to at least assume the truth, and therefore the witness. You got to at least go on what the witness's account is. If you're going on what the witness's account was, he was going really fast. I read it.
He said, "Yeah, but how can you tell how fast something's going coming head on towards you? It's very difficult to do." He's turning. This driver's turning left, and this Tesla's coming towards him. You know, that's very hard to tell. Oh, yeah, he was going really fast because I didn't see him even go under my tandems. I mean, how many times does that ever does that happen where an accident happens on tandems and the driver didn't see it happen? That happens all the time. I mean, it's I don't know. I'm going to either way. I would agree if he was going above the speed limit, Tesla, you're wrong. If you're allowing your vehicle to go over the speed limit designated by your GPS. On autopilot, you're absolutely wrong. If he was in Tesla, I see a sue happen real quickly if that is the case.
So Tyler, how do they fix a car going? Oh, it's on.
It just links to the. Wait, what do you mean, chameleon?
No, I'm just saying when all of a sudden, like it almost sounds like there was some kind of a chameleon type action in front of the vehicle. The white truck blended in with the sky. It said it couldn't decipher the sky from the tractor trailer. So therefore you almost had chameleon mode in front of Tesla.
Yeah.
Tesla couldn't figure out that there was a big giant piece of metal in front of it versus the sky.
You know, how do they fix that? That right there is something, you know, I've been thinking about. Honestly, I've been thinking in my mind what kind of technology can be used, and the only ones that I've thought about is some sort of satellite related technology or some sort of safety precaution that's put in place if it does not recognize, or if it I don't know what's gonna happen there. I'm sure there's something. These engineers will figure that out. Until then, I'm sure something's going to be put on hold. I don't really know. That is an obstacle though. And I'm sure this is something that they've thought about in the past and they've tried to remedy, and it might have remedied on all their self tests. But like I said, they can't test every single thing out there. And I don't know how they're going to fix that. That's way beyond my, my knowledge in that industry and in programming in general. That's some really smart people that have made this vehicle. So I'm not quite there.
A car full of babies. I'm serious now.
I mean, honestly, it is. It's
four babies.
But we can assume and we can create all the different tragedies we want. But the fact of the matter is, there's, like I said, there's going to be variables that we can't plan, and deaths are going to happen, and then they're going to have to be fixed. And then just like recalls, I mean, it happens all the time. Brakes go out on a vehicle, car crashes, guy dies. Oh, now you see all the 2015 blank year blank model. I'm not going to get myself sued by saying the name of the vehicles, are now all being recalled because this happens. I mean, it happens all the time. This is nothing new in the industry. You know, it's just right now with autonomous vehicles being such the fad, and the new thing, it just seems so unreal to us. And now it's kind of in the spotlight. It's going to be a feat, man. I don't know. I feel bad for the trucker too, man, because now he's got to deal with this. You know, this is just a trucker just doing his thing. And, now he has a death on his hands. I don't know if he was cut off or not. If the trucker cut off the car, it could have been non-avoidable either way. But I don't know if that happened. It doesn't say that. So
to me, you know, when I look at the whole thing, I see possibly the trucker didn't, like, he says, oh, I couldn't tell how fast he was going. I pulled up. Well, I don't buy that part either on the trucker because
if he's going super fast, I'm just going to gun
it. Coming, you either know they're coming at enough speed to where you can make it or you don't. And you know what? You know, if you can't tell, if you can't judge that, then you shouldn't be driving on the roads. So that part there is his fault. Number two, the seal that was behind the Tesla should not be that engulfed in a damn game. In fact, somebody even brought that up, that it's amazing that you'd be allowed to be engulfed in an internet game while on autopilot, especially right now while we're in the testing of all these vehicles, right?
Yeah.
So that right there, that's a fault right there, a fault of Tesla, a fault of the driver, and then of course ultimately the car not recognizing the tractor. It's almost like a perfect storm, Tyler.
Everything coming together.
What's that?
Yeah, everything coming together. And actually, Tesla, because this isn't the first thing. This isn't the first, you know, Tesla incident that's happened. This is the first death. Right. And there was another incident where a gentleman was like sleeping and riding in his Tesla and he got put on blast because Tesla has a disclaimer that you're supposed to still be awake, paying attention to the road and everything else while you're in that. So the seal is at fault in that case. But definitely the seal is at fault in the case that he should have been paying attention a little bit more. Would it have been irreversible if the seal was paying attention? I don't know. It could have just been the same exact consequence. You know, if he was sitting there paying attention, he might not. I don't know what kind of, you know, switch off of autopilot kind of things Tesla has, you know,
Tyler,
but, you know, who knows?
Two things. One, if he would have been paying attention, he might have been able to duck. Number two, he might have been able to hit the brakes. Number three, he might have been able to swerve. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Because obviously Tesla didn't do anything.
Yeah, there's lots of things that probably could have happened, but I don't know. Either way, what we can agree on is that if he was not doing it, something, you know, his reaction time is obviously keen. I mean, he was a SEAL, so I'm sure he's got pretty quick reaction time, you know, so I'm sure he could have done something. He probably has a quick brain on him and could have figured something out real quick, whether it's jumping out the vehicle or something. I don't know. I would dive out of a vehicle before I get decapitated. I know that for sure. I'd rather be road rash and broken arms and man, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
Damn it. My car is dead, but I lived. No, honestly.
What's crazy, here's another thing to think about too about this is the Tesla actually went through, right? Mm-hmm. And then continued on and didn't stop until it hit a foam pole. Or you know, whatever. So it's kind of crazy to me too. You'd think it would have an emergency stop.
You'd think it would have an emergency stop. Tyler, that's why we're on this show together, because if I don't think of it, you do. That's a very good question. Why the hell, once the car knew it was in an impact, why didn't the brakes apply?
I don't know if maybe the way it was impacted, it destroyed the computer maybe. I don't know.
So there's another fault. So upon impact, your computer can get destroyed, and therefore your brakes don't get applied. Uh-oh.
Yep.
Boy, I think they might have found a bunch of problems with this accident. You know that? That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, one man gives his life, and lots of issues get solved to advance mankind. I mean, that's technology, I should say. Not really mankind, but technology. I mean, that's been the history of the world right there, you know. Sacrifice.
But you know that.
Overcome.
If you read that Tesla thanked, you know, they actually knew him because I guess, you know, if you're one of the first people to own the autopilot and if you can afford to own it, so they know
you
because of your money and everything else. But so, you know, they said he was a good man. So you're right. You know, he died for the vehicle that he so much advocated for. And, you know, that's a good point, though. You know, there's a couple major, and you know what's funny, Tyler? Everybody's been sitting back going, there's got to be a bunch of flaws that nobody's seeing, and now we're seeing that exact flaw. Now, can you imagine what Freightliner and Volvo and all those guys out there that
they're gonna be checking their systems?
You're damn right they are. Can you imagine them going, oh shit, man, I'm glad it happened to Tesla.
Yeah, damn, better them than us.
I never thought of that. What's that?
Yeah, and I'm sure what one thing Tesla is going to get, what's sad to say is Tesla is probably going to make a good dollar from this whole thing because they're going to be able to figure this out, you know, and then probably sell this technology back out there or open source it, or someone else might develop it and sell it to Tesla. I don't know. You know, someone's going to make a dollar from this. I mean, the whole industry as a whole is a money, just a money.
Dude, Tyler, right now, they're all gone. They're all gone. Hell, we never thought of that. Damn it. Dang, man. Could have been. Just imagine a freight liner coming down the interstate, coming down wherever, and somebody else pulls out in front of the trucker that's the same color as the sky. Or, hey, here's another one. What happens if you're in a real greeny, mountainy area and somebody pulls out with a real earth tone car that blends right in, and the trucker just plows through them and kills like a family of 10 or something stupid like that, right? In a van, all because why? Because it didn't recognize that it was chameleon, baby. It just did it. You know, now you're right, Tyler. I guarantee you, Freightliner, all these guys are going, whoa, you know, because like they have some test trucks in Nevada right now. You know that, right? There's some, I think it's Freightliner or one of them has some of their vehicles in Nevada running tests, and all this time they're probably going, holy cow, Art, we've been out there with our ass in the wind, not realizing that it's out there unprotected with this feature. And then I also like your thought of did the computer get this just knocked out or whatever. And to where, okay, it don't even know to apply the brakes now, you know, upon impact. Many, many bugs now to be worked out in autonomous vehicles. And also, I would say stocks probably went down. Who knows? I don't know. Tyler.
I guarantee as soon as that happened, there was millionaires made. That's for sure. All these, you know, 3-day, swing traders and stuff. They watched those news. And as soon as that happened, I guarantee they did a quick sale. Sell on the low. That's a pretty big thing. So, I mean, there's lots of variables, lots of things to think about. And I'd say any truckers out there tuning in and you know, now or later on, give us your thoughts, give us your opinions on our Facebook page at facebook.com/talkcityon. One thing I would say, you know, be educated in your thoughts. You know, it's really easy to say, oh, those autonomous trucks, those autonomous vehicles, all that stuff's BS and it's just crap. And, I'm a diehard trucker, but be logical in your thinking and think with your brain. You know, it's easy to just reject something. It's a lot harder to try and, you know, think of it in a way that can be, something educational. But we got a lot of diehard truckers out there, and I don't blame you if you do just post on Facebook, man, they're crap. Get rid of them. I want to keep trucking hard. You know, that's all good too. So
how about we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's give your final thoughts.
We'll be putting up tomorrow what we're talking about tomorrow night. Stay tuned to Facebook Talk CDL, facebook.com/talkcdl. Don't forget to check us out on www.talkcdl.com. Folks, my final thoughts on this is this: autonomous vehicles. Rich had mentioned as soon as somebody gets killed, man, it's going to be the end of it. That's not true because, let's be honest with each other. This people get killed every day in vehicles. It ain't the end of vehicles. It happened, and now, you know, they're going to work on making it better. And but the bottom line is if you're out there looking to invest in something, if you can invest in some of this technology, you're probably going to do well. Then again, you know what? I'm not a trader or stockbroker. But I would just think, you know, it's probably something you might want to look into because it's definitely here to stay. In fact, they've done polls. I think 60% of people polled said that they're looking forward to being able to not do nothing but sit back and be driven to their destination. So it's a huge amount of people that are wanting this, and therefore it's coming. All right. My final thoughts are if we're live tomorrow, again, we're going to get up, Lord willing, and do the show. And we're going to come at you talking about all things trucking, Talk CDL and TalkCDL.com, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show with Troy and Tyler and our other guests. Diesel sightings. Hopefully Diesel will be back on. Kelly, if you're listening You know what, Kelly, tomorrow's Sunday night. Call us and get on the show. Alan, hey, buddy, we miss you. Ron, Richie, everybody, whoever's part of the show, we're on our third different time change in a year, but we're just doing this and playing with the show just to see what's going to be working out best for the viewers. Anyways, that's my final thoughts. Tune in tomorrow. God bless everybody. Tyler, it's all yours.
All right. Yep, I would agree pretty much the same exact thing, man. I mean, astronauts, jets, satellites, airplanes, vehicles in themselves, our regular four-wheelers, you know, all of these things did not come without sacrifices. There's people that hopped in those things, flew them, and then fell to their fiery burner, you know, burning death into the ground. And that's how you've even had the semis that you have today. Semis just didn't happen. You know, it was engineering and people that believed in something and dedicated time to do it. And it just wasn't there. You know, we needed to advance to get there. So keep that in mind. As far as the stocks things, one tip to keep in mind before you guys go out there and throw money in the stocks, think of it this way. Companies will crash, right? So Tesla, you know, who knows, they might crash. But any components and stuff for Tesla and all the programs and stuff, the vehicles are still there. So a company might fail, but the components and the programs are still going to be there. You know, so think about, before investing in a company, think about investing in the accessories that go towards the product, because that's always going to be there. The company might not be. So anyway, aside from that, guys, check out TalkCDL.com. The website's kind of, you know, we've been doing some changes on that, going to be doing some more changes. And Facebook.com/TalkCDL, hit that like button, get all the updates on what we're going to be talking about for the day in the evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to end this. You know, it's a little bit longer than we've been doing lately, you know, it's kind of an interesting topic. And one quick question, though. Are we going to be doing a show on the 4th of July, or are we going to be not doing a show on the 4th of July?
Oh, that's up to you, Tyler. You want to or not, man? We'll talk about it tomorrow. And
we'll figure it out tomorrow for sure. But yeah, guys, you know, tune in. And on that note, make sure you're watching Facebook again, because those kind of updates, you know, are posted over there. So thanks, guys, so much. We will see you tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye-bye.